Watch for floating debris this spring as runoff gets underway. We have some early boating reminders next on Western Life Radio. Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Knowledge is power. Empower your teachers, administrators, and other school staff to defend themselves and their students. For more information, go to fasterutah.org.
Is your boat registered and insured for the summer season? Most boats must have proof of insurance on board and be properly registered with bow numbers and stickers. Take the Utah Boating or Coast Guard Auxiliary courses, and you just might get a discount on your insurance. For a copy, call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Watch your prop as spring boating gets underway. Ty Hunter with Utah State Parks and Recreation shares words of caution.
I think for most of our reservoirs, lakes and reservoirs we have, our state park ones, the water will come up. It'll be great. But please, again, we increase water flows and runoff coming in. We haven't had those high runoff flows for a couple of years. Just know that springtime boating could put a lot of debris in our reservoirs and lakes. So be very careful. You got those logs and other items that may be floating out there at the surface or just below the surface that could cause you a little bit of havoc. So be aware of those conditions. Where to find out that information? I would recommend to go to boating.utah.gov or to our main state park page, stateparks.utah.gov, and look at our current conditions for our lakes and our reservoirs there and research those favorite places you go and see what they're doing and what their levels are and if there are any kind of emergency notices that may be out there if there's a lot of debris and stuff out in the lake. They'll be posted in those current conditions. They can turn a fun outing into a not-so-fun one. So just beware and cognizant of that as the runoff starts.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.